This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
And welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor. And I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel, where every weekend we're here and we're doing life together. And we're so glad that you've joined us.
That's right. Here we are on the heels of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Time to think about what we're eating again, right? No, we did self-care a few weeks ago. We know
right,
we paced ourselves.
Honestly, I didn't apply any of it. We had a lot of food.
Boy, this non-compliance
issue
is a real problem
yes.
here. We're just going to have to do a show on that.
Right.
How to get people to do what they're supposed to do.
It'd be a great show for me, for sure, yeah.
Well, I want to focus on gratefulness. Even though Thanksgiving is over, we need to be doing this 365 days a year. So I'm grateful for the fact that I was able to have Thanksgiving with my 94-year-old father. He's still around. He's a World War II veteran. Mm. He's as sharp as he can be in his mind. He even has a full head of hair. He still has to get haircuts at 94. Can you believe that? My sister-in-law is a hairdresser, and she has to give him haircuts all the time.
No kidding.
Yeah, what a great problem to have. So what are you thankful for? What are you grateful for?
Well, we've got kids, and that is one of the biggest highlights ever.
Yeah.
We've got one on the way. And then the fact that I was brought up in a Christian home.
Yes.
And still get to work for a Christian organization. That's a huge blessing.
It is a blessing.
Very thankful for that.
And I could share that same blessing with you. I had both of those as well.
Right.
Well, I thought there was a very interesting survey on Facebook. They ask by state what they're the most thankful for. We should start with Minnesota, where Faith Radio is based.
Right.
So Minnesotans, this is what they're the most thankful for. They're thankful for fall.
For fall.
So they're still in their most thankful period.
In fall.
That's what it is, fall.
They're thankful it's not winter.
I guess. Right. Maybe that's what it is.
Right.
It's a nice time of year up there in Minnesota.
You know, one thing I thought was interesting, Alabama and West Virginia are both thankful for God's forgiveness. I'm thinking, what did they do?
That's right. Well, I had to look at my home state of Michigan, and oh, goodness. You know what Michigan is the most thankful for?
Thunderstorms?
No, electricity.
Wait. Oh, that's the wrong state.
Electricity. What is that? Why would they
for electricity?
Would you ever think of that even?
That is very
thankful for. I'm the most grateful for electricity.
I looked at Wisconsin. They are thankful for thunderstorms.
Oh, that makes sense. But you know, I'm going to go back to Michigan for a minute because I'm thinking lake effect. Dreary, dark winters.
True, right.
Maybe they need the bright light of electricity to help them along the way.
California and Virginia, highly disappointed. In these.
They really are.
They are both thankful for YouTube.
Okay, really? Here's the state of Washington, the ability to love. Ooh.
Wow, that's deep.
These are so fascinating. Nevada, now we have to know our geography because there's no names on these states.
Right,
do you think kids today could do this test?
I highly doubt it.
There's no names on here. We just look at the map and we have to read it.
Right.
So that would be Nevada and Colorado, country music came in big.
I would not see Colorado and think country music. Now, Louisiana, they are thankful for rainbows.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? But then next door to them, it's Texas. They're thankful for the rain.
For the rain, right.
So is Arizona. So is, what is that state? We've got Texas, Arizona, all those southwestern states.
They're all into the rain.
Thankful for rain.
Florida's rubbing it in. They are thankful that they live near the beach.
Well, okay. So we're going to move along from that
because
we're not anywhere near the beach.
Well, oddly enough, on this program, we're talking about an attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
On the heels of Thanksgiving.
We are. And you know what I did? I started a gratitude journal. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
I blogged on this a couple of times, and it was very powerful. What I've been doing is that I've been writing down three things a day in a journal, what I'm grateful for. And I read that this really changes your life. It makes a huge difference in your life, at least.
So how long have you been at this?
Well, this would be like the 20th day.
And each day you think of three things.
Yes. I pull out my journal. Usually I'll take a little time to pray and read my Bible in the morning, and then I'll pull out my journal and I'll write the three things. And I've tried it at different times of the day because I was thinking, well, is it because I'm praying and I'm reading my Bible and I'm starting my day that way? So I've tried doing it at night, too. Mm-hmm. It does make you reframe the day, and it kind of helps you focus on the positive. And it does change the way your mood is because of that. I would highly recommend this. I'm going to continue to do it for a while during the holidays and see if I'm this really happy, exciting, improved person, which I'm hoping I will be.
So it has reframed your attitude. You do feel like a more grateful
person. I really do think it focuses you much more on the positive. And if you're one of those people who has a tendency to look at the glass half empty or find yourself constantly complaining or going to the negative, this would be a really good exercise for you to do to try to see if that would help. But I think it's just so interesting because gratitude is commanded in the scripture, but it's good for us for so many other reasons. We always find that if God tells us to do something, then suddenly we have a whole bunch of psychological research that says, wow, this is actually true. Now, I don't know if they're always tying it to the Bible, but we certainly know that when God gives a command to do something, that all researchers are finding out is that what God said to be true is actually true.
Does being grateful make a difference in your personality?
It does, because it shapes the person that you are. It helps you become a different type of person when you're constantly focusing on the positives in your life. Some of the things that it does is it makes you less self-centered. It makes you less materialistic. It does make you feel better because you're focusing on that positive. Mm-hmm. But here's an interesting statistic. If you focus 5 minutes a day on things that you're thankful for, it not only makes you happier, but in the long term, it will increase your well-being 10%. And they liken this to the same thing as doubling your income.
Just by being grateful.
Just by being grateful for 5 minutes a day. The benefit of that to you is that it actually is the same in terms of your well-being as if you doubled your income. That's powerful.
Definitely.
And then here's an interesting one. According to neuroscientist Rick Hansen, he says that gratitude helps people feel brighter and more alert. So he believes that gratitude helps the brain increase this chemical in the brain called dopamine, which is involved in the planning and experiencing of rewards. Not only are we helping ourselves with our alertness, we're feeling better, we're increasing our self-esteem, but we're also more optimistic.
Which makes everyone else around you so much happier.
And we're going to look at that a little bit when we come back from the break. We're going to talk later in the show about what's the social impact of being grateful. Isn't that fascinating that it makes you a better person? I think, 5 minutes a day versus doubling my income, which one am I going to do first? Am I going to double my income to feel better? Or am I going to do 5 minutes a day of gratitude exercise?
Gratitude is probably much easier.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Thanks for being with us again this weekend. It's just after Thanksgiving, and we are talking about the importance of gratitude. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
This is the Mental Health Minute. Here's Dr. Linda.
It's that time of year again where the weather gets colder and the beards get longer. It's No Shave November, but not all of us have a beard to grow. So here's something everyone can do. It's called No Shame November. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental. Whether we want to admit it or not, we all fall prey to shame in our lives. Some of you might be ashamed of your body and hate thinking about all that holiday food. Or maybe you're ashamed of your income and worry that you won't be able to provide a fun Christmas for your kids. Any of you ashamed of your family? Maybe you're dreading that awkward family reunion. Whatever shame you're carrying in your life, give it to God. Psalm 34, 4 through 5 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. Every day, think of one thing in your life you're ashamed of and actively give that to God. If we practice No Shame November now, it won't be long before we're experiencing no shame for life.
If you want to learn more about lasting relationships, visit Dr. Linda Mental's Facebook, Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker.
Well, welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Today you're listening to us talking about gratitude and keeping that attitude of gratitude going every day of the year, not just after Thanksgiving.
Dr. Linda, before we move on, in segment one, we looked at the map of the United States. In Illinois, according to the survey, those folks are most thankful for their mother and father-in-law.
Wow. That's where you need to move if you're having relationship problems, right?
That takes the cake.
There's so many interesting ones on this, and we're going to talk about emotions, what gratitude does to emotions. And it's interesting, Mississippi is very thankful for mercy.
Right.
And that was another one on another state. That is a really interesting one from an emotional standpoint. We're thankful for mercy.
Right.
And you and I are certainly thankful for the mercy of God in our lives. And one state even answered, Georgia, God's word. God's word is what they're thankful for. We know that emotions are impacted by gratitude, and obviously some of the states know too. One state was thankful for Google.
Google and yoga. Oregon.
Yeah.
We have to get away from this map.
Yeah,
and continue
I know.
With
We're
this
just
show.
Too fascinated with this map.
Let's talk about emotions and how an attitude of gratitude affects your emotions.
Yeah, there's so much research on this. And one of the things it does is it actually helps us bounce back from stress. So gratitude is an actual strengthener in terms of our emotions. It improves our mood. We talked about that with the journal. Every time I focus on those three things every day that I'm grateful for, my mood lifts. So if you're somebody who's listening to this and you're struggling with depression, you start writing down what you're thankful for, and it's going to impact your mood in a very positive way. So talk to somebody, say it to somebody, tell somebody what you're thankful for, and that's going to impact your mood.
You mentioned the journal. At first, the goal is to write down three things a day.
Right.
But I would think that as you take more time with the journal, it becomes easier to write more things you're grateful about.
Yeah, some of the days it was actually kind of hard because I was having a bad day.
Yeah,
so right. I really had to refocus my mind. And there's a scripture that says, think on these things that are good. And so in Philippians, it tells us, think of things that are good and a good report and the faithfulness of God and all these good things. This, again, is born in Scripture, and that is related to feeling less anxious when you keep going in those Scriptures. Are we surprised that gratitude is a characteristic of people whose lives are filled with inner peace and contentment? Because that's exactly what the Scriptures tell us, that if
right.
we think on these good things, then eventually what's going to happen, it's going to infect us, and the goodness of God is going to improve our mood. So I just think that's fascinating.
If you feel more fulfilled about what God has done for you, you would be a less envious person.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that happens.
Right.
Happier memories. People who are grateful tend to remember positive things and think on things that are happy in their life. One of the most important emotional fallouts of gratitude in a good way is that when you are grateful, you are more resilient. And resiliency is one of those big buzzwords in psychology today. What does it take to be resilient? Why is it that some people can go through a lot of stress? Well, I would argue that God's word and a relationship with Jesus Christ is probably the biggest thing you can have to be resilient.
Right.
But gratitude as an expression of what Scripture is commanding us to do, it builds that kind of resiliency.
So by way of example, you would say your attitude of gratitude makes you more resilient. You could handle death in the family better.
Yeah, I think anything that you bounce back to, because you have a perspective that you can put that into in a bigger context and understand what God is doing in your life. Gratitude also enhances empathy. And it does reduce aggression. So think about all the aggression that we see in our culture today and all the groups that are constantly offended and protesting and they don't like what they see all the time. If those same people would start to talk about what they're thankful for instead of what they're always offended by, it could turn the culture around. There was a study at the University of Kentucky that showed that people who were high on gratitude were less likely to retaliate against other people, even when they were given negative feedback.
Right.
So think about the hostility that we see in our culture. What if we taught people, instead of being hostile towards one another, being offended, what if we said to them, I want you to look at that person who you're struggling with and you're having such ill feelings about, and I want you to try to come up with one thing you might be grateful for. We could change a culture that way. If you want to rev up empathy and you want to rev up sensitivity in people, then start getting people more focused on gratitude and thinking about all the ways that we could do this in families and with our children and how we could just point out something every single day that would help them emotionally do better.
That's right. Well, this week on the Dr. Linda Mental Show, we're talking about the importance of gratitude, very timely, since we just made it through Thanksgiving. This past week, we asked you
here. You said we made it through.
Well, you know how it can be.
Is that how you felt? Just made it through? Let's be grateful for Thanksgiving.
Yes, I'm grateful for my family.
Let's be grateful for that meal we had.
Well, this week we asked the listeners to tell us what you're grateful for this year. Dr. Linda, would you like to hear some of them now?
I would love to hear these. I would love to hear them.
Well, here we go.
Grateful that in 30 days I get to be a husband to the most beautiful lady ever.
Oh, that's really great.
She had to have been standing right there when he said that.
He's probably overwhelmed by
that's
her
right.
And so excited to get married. That's really great. Well, we had a ton of responses on social media. We asked people to give us one thing that they were grateful for. And boy, people came up with some really great things.
That's right. Sarah says, my husband who cherishes me and tells me daily, she is thankful for her husband.
Oh, that's really nice. I like that one. Gloria said, my awesome kids, including their precious spouses and kids. Isn't that great? I'm so blessed, she
said.
Right,
right. Rhonda says, I must say two things. Her daughters that she adopted through the work of the Lord. He reveals his amazing love through them daily.
Oh, that's great.
And she's amazed that her heart can hold that much love.
I know.
That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
It's just great. Now, there's a name I can't pronounce. I'm not even going to try. But she says that her mother was with us this Thanksgiving. So she was just grateful like I was to be with my dad. She was grateful to be with her mom.
Right. Marlene says, having lost her mom this past summer at the age of 93, she's eternally grateful for the privilege of being her caregiver the past 7 years. And she misses her terribly, but thankful for all the time she did have with her mom.
I love that response because she's thankful for being her caretaker for 7 years. Not a lot of people feel thankful about that. I mean, that is difficult to be the caretaker of an elderly person. And a lot of people do it, but they don't have an attitude of gratitude with it. I give her big, big, big hugs for that because that's really great. Chris, we saw that family is definitely something we're always grateful for. But sometimes we don't take the time to tell them that. We shouldn't take them for granted. We need to tell our family members when we're grateful.
It tends to go that way. It's the people we are most familiar with, we tend to not tell them.
Yeah, and that's the wrong thing. We've got to make an effort to do that.
Right. Well, how does gratitude impact your social life?
Okay, gratitude makes people like you.
Okay, let me write
that
down.
People,
gratitude is...
So maybe that's the problem here, Chris. I couldn't resist.
That's right.
People that are grateful have more friendships. They're kinder people. That is another strategy. If you want to have more friends and you want to have people like you and be around you, people like to be with optimistic people.
Right.
Don't they? They like to be with people who say positive things. Here's what Carrie said. She said, I appreciate that God brought me to this beautiful country, the United States. So here's somebody who came from another country. He provided good friends who assisted me to meet God and build a strong relationship with him. This is my second time to celebrate the seasons of the holidays here, and she's very excited.
Wow.
So she's just excited to be here, and I bet she's infectious, and I bet people are loving being around her.
Well, she knows what she's missed.
Yeah, that's right. And before we go to the break, let's just listen to what this person is thankful for.
I'm thankful for my husband who has a job and works and provides for our family. And I'm thankful for my three children who are out doing what they're supposed to be doing for the Lord.
So there's somebody who's telling her family that she's grateful to them.
That's right. Today we're talking about the importance of gratitude here on the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Thanks for joining us again this weekend. We've got more of the program coming up right after this.
Are you a mom or a dad trying to do your best to raise a healthy weight child in an unhealthy eating culture? Do you often struggle with how to respond when your child asks if she is fat or if he needs to lose weight? Do you wonder what is normal and how do I best impact my child and his or her eating habits? Well, hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, and my book, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, teaches parents how to raise healthy kids in an overscheduled, fast food, video game world by making simple choices, easy changes, and instilling good habits that will improve everyone's life today and forever. Winner of the Mom's Choice Award, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, will give you this confidence, the confidence you need to take charge of your child's eating and raise a healthy weight child.
Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World. Available on Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com, and available online where books are sold.
Hey, it's Chris Weigel here. If you missed the Dr. Linda Mental Show, you can catch up by reading her blogs or listening to her podcasts on the MyFaithRadio.com website.
You're listening to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, and we're so glad to have you. Hey, I just did an attitude of gratitude. I just was grateful for something.
And it's contagious. I am glad to be here.
Our mood is already improved.
It's unbelievable.
We're smiling.
That's right.
We're smiling because we're laughing at the map.
Not the map again.
We're back to that crazy map and some of the crazy responses. But Chris, the whole Southeast really was quite a spiritual group. Alabama, God's forgiveness. Georgia, God's word. South Carolina, salvation. North Carolina, salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee, God's love. Those are great responses.
Right.
It is
right.
Interesting that that whole Southeast really focused on things that were spiritual.
They call it the Bible Belt for a reason.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
And today we are talking about an attitude of gratitude. It's commanded in the Bible, which we will get to in just a moment when we look at some verses. Let's talk about it from a spiritual perspective.
What we need to do with this is meditate on scriptures that are engaging us in gratitude. I think that would be a great way to start. If you're struggling with how to write things down or to tell people, just get these scriptures out. We're going to go through a few of them. And notice how the verses engage the will. What I really saw when I was looking at these scriptures was that it engages the will to take action.
Right.
I will rejoice. I will give thanks. I will be grateful. I will be thankful. We're engaging our will. We're putting on the mind of Christ. That's another scripture. It says, put it on.
Right.
So it's an engaging process that we have to do.
In Psalm 118:24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
We could sing that one.
Nah.
We're both in the choir. Come on. Good.
Let's not do that to the listeners.
Actually, you have a good voice. I've heard you sing. Here's another one. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Mm-hmm.
Colossians 3:17. We actually sing that in our church. We used to sing that in the church I went to.
Yeah.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. But then we also ended with this scripture. Mm-hmm. And whatever you do in word or deed. Did you ever sing that?
Don't think
so. Do it all in the name of the Lord. Yeah, that's it.
Just right learned there. That today. Wow.
Hebrews
12:18 says the same thing I said a minute ago. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe.
And boy, we need to be relying on that. Mm-hmm. A kingdom that cannot be shaken.
Wow.
In this day and time when we feel like everything is being shaken, We have to be grateful that we can receive the kingdom of God where mm-hmm. nothing can be shaken. And then another one that we've done in my church, we end with, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful.
Be thankful, right.
Colossians 3:15.
Could you have sung that as well?
I could have.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it's the peace of God. It's the doxology. It's right. the doxology mm-hmm. that we used to do in our church. Singing it helps me remember it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one way you commit scripture to memory, is you sing it.
As Christians, there are lots of things to be thankful for.
There really are. Mm-hmm. So let's listen to one of them. We've got a listener who wanted to tell us what they were thankful for.
I'm thankful for my wife, my family, and my Lord Jesus Christ.
There you go. It kind of wraps it up,
That's
doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we know that most people who wrote in said that they were very thankful for different people in their family.
And social media this week really struck a nerve when you asked people, what are you thankful for?
We were loaded.
Lots of responses.
Yeah, loaded with lots mm-hmm. of responses. Rick and Rebecca said, God's grace.
And Chris said, mercy.
That's a good one. And then mm-hmm. Jean said that God continues to give you a second chance when you mess up, and then a third chance, and a fourth chance, and continued on and on. He knows your destiny.
Hmm. Bruce said this, and I can relate to this as a father and a husband. He says, my whole family is saved, and we will live together in heaven one day.
I know, that's a wonderful thing to be thankful right. for. Diane said, I would say that we live in a nation where we can still worship the Lord. Not many can say that. And even sure. when we get complaining about what's going on, we still are the land of the free in terms of being able to say good things. Here's the thing. Gratefulness is powerful. It shapes the way you are, and it returns a blessing to you. So make gratitude your default. And notice how it changes you. This is something we can all do. It doesn't cost anything. It's something that you can spend just a few moments on, and it's going to have a big impact in your life. And remember, it's also commanded in Scripture.
Right.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'm thankful that we have a half an hour, but
right.
sometimes it feels a little short. Many thanks to our producer, Katie Reshetko, our man on the street, Derek Battle, our engineer, Caleb Carpenter, and our social media director, Hannah Duke. And thanks, of course, to you, Chris, my co-host, who makes this show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we are here doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone.
Dr. Linda Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.